Welcome everybody to another Tuesday Legion and Conversion Coaching Call. I am your host today, Jason Will, JWRE. We do this every Tuesday at 11. It's a little after 11 on my end, trying to give some people some time to jump on. But if we don't have any guests this week, it's not always a bad thing if we don't, because I have discovered something that I think I need to reinforce. And so when we don't have a lot of Q&A and a lot of just comments overall, it allows me to do a little bit more coaching as opposed to training. All right. So here's the statement I want to make first. Okay. I feel like in the real estate industry, we have a lead conversion problem. We don't have a lead generation problem. You know, opportunities are all around us. The issue seems to be being able to maybe recognize those opportunities, but 100% being able to capitalize on those opportunities. So I do a lot of lead conversion coaching around the idea of building relationships and in trying to reinforce the fact that we're in a relationship business. But I think this is fair to say that real estate agents in particular, maybe this is a sales industry-wide issue, is that we overcomplicate things, okay? There's a lot of stuff going on up here in our brains, and a lot of that stuff doesn't serve us. So I want to simplify this or attempt to simplify this to try to reach some of you today that are still struggling with the concept of, you know, how to build relationships, how to nurture the relationships you already have, and how to really add value to those relationships. You know, these are things that, you know, tend to get lost on agents. Like, how do I be valuable? What is the value that people are seeking from me by which they would want to begin a relationship with me or grow deeper into relationship with me or possibly do business with me? Or possibly tell other people about me. We're going to dive into that today on a very simplistic level. That's my goal. Hopefully I will achieve that. So I just want to go back to the fact that we're in the relationship business. So let's dissect this just a little bit. And what does that mean? So I want to just simply state that, what if we just change the narrative, okay? Instead of telling ourselves we're in the relationship business and my job on a daily basis is to have conversations that either, you know, spark a relationship, strengthen a relationship, allow me to grow deeper in a relationship. So what is that process called in its most simplest form? I believe we can just change the narrative to friends, friendship. Like, hello, congratulations. You have the opportunity to build an amazing career that funds your vision, your version of the perfect life, or allows you the freedom to live a life by your own design by simply making friends, keeping friends, growing deeper into relationship with these friends. Congratulations. The real estate business is all about making friends. And what do friends love to do with their friends? Go shopping with friends. So it's really fun to go shopping with friends. It's really fun to go shopping for real estate with friends. Anything that has to do with emotion, connection, memories, investment, all these things kind of tied up together, just make it a very, an opportunity for a very rich experience. So let's just simplify this, okay? The simplicity should hopefully allow us to also change the narrative that we're having with ourselves around the proposed or false assumption of negativity that awaits us on the other end of the telephone, whether those people are strangers or our best friends or family members. I see the anxiety on real estate agents' faces no matter who they're calling. It tends to be less with strangers because they feel like, well, no harm, no foul. Okay, if this phone call doesn't go that well, or if the people aren't excited to hear from me, or they hang up on me, Who cares? I don't know this person from Adam anyway. I just move on to the next person. But there is a great deal of anxiety around people that we know. Okay. We're afraid to get asked a question we don't know the answer to, which would be embarrassing. We don't want to be salesy. And so that kind of brings me to my next point is that people love to buy. We need to understand that people love to buy. People love to go shopping. They just don't want to be sold. And they especially don't want to be sold by their friends. Okay, but this is an organic process that can happen without you being a pushy salesperson or having, that commission breath, so to speak. It's all about our mindset, and our mindset is going to help us decipher the best possible approach. But I just want you to take some pressure off yourself and say, okay, well, all right. So you're saying that my job is to go out there and make friends, grow deeper in a relationship with my friends. It's just all about friendship and being a valuable friend, being a valuable friend to the people I know and becoming a valuable friend to people I don't yet have a relationship with. This is very cool. What other profession do you get paid or have the opportunity to get paid pretty well by building and nurturing relationships? Just growing in friendship with other people, fellowship. Making friends is fun, can be fun if we approach it the right way. So would that also might mean that prospecting can be fun because it gives us an opportunity to possibly make a new friend? Is that totally off base? I think if we change the way we look at prospecting, that the act of prospecting will change. Our viewpoint around that will change. It's such a negative, like anxious, stressful process. We don't want to bother people. I'm just so sick of people saying that I don't want to bother people. You're going to not bother your way out of this business, okay? And if you're doing it right, you're not bothering people. If you're calling people and simply saying, hey, are you ready to buy? Are you ready to sell? Hey, do you know of anybody who's ready to buy or sell? Hey, where are you at in the process? Hey, have you given me more thought to selling your home? Those are very shallow conversations. They're very one way and they aren't very valuable to the consumer. Okay, so we just need to simplify this part down as well and go, all right, well, what is valuable to the consumer? And I think we need to make it less about, commodities and more about, feelings, interest, concern, empathy, curiosity. So if we just think about, the courtship we had with our spouse, if we sat down at that first date and just looked across the table, especially guys, and just said, hey, let's just see if we're compatible. In bed before we move on to like where you're from and what your dad does for a living. I don't think that first date's going to go very well. And that's kind of what we're doing when we just call people going, hey, your only value to me is transactional. And if you're not ready to buy or sell or invest today, then there's no immediate return on the investment of this time I'm taking out of my schedule to make this phone call, which means you have no value to me. Okay, this also can be applied to an agent's approach at the closing table. The numbers are staggering. High 90% percentage of the people, real estate consumers, are abandoned at the closing table. Okay, that should be where the relationship really begins to flourish because we've got some of the stress of the closing and the finances and all the numbers and the addendums and all the paperwork and all that stuff is out of the way. And now we can just focus on friendship. We can bring it back to the friendship and have an opportunity to grow into friendship with the friends of our new friends. Okay. So this is a friendship. So let's just change the dialogue from a relationship business To a relationship where we simply need to wake up every day and be very intentional about making new friends, taking care of our existing friends, being valuable, being curious, being empathetic, listening to people, asking great questions, because this comes down to simply human nature. The simplest way we can be valuable to others is take an interest in them. Who are they? Where do they come from? It's that Ford, family, occupation, recreation, and dreams. All right. So let's recap here. I want to kind of keep this simple because I want to make sure everybody watches this to the end. This is, I think I'm making a really important point here. And if you internalize, interpret this, reflect on this in the right manner, it could be a game changer for your business and everybody that's counting on you for provision. All right. And you're going to build a business that not only provides freedom, but makes you proud and has the opportunity to have a legacy component as well. So I'm simply saying that you're in the business of making friends. You make friends for a living. All right. And you're just going to, as you make these friends, you need to continue to be a good friend. And how we add value with people is on a very human level. Okay. Yes, we need to have some expertise. I think it's really good. It's very attractive. This is how this kind of word of mouth, top of mind awareness is achieved, is if you are a friend that has that listens with the intent of being influenced. So listens with the intent of maybe just listening, but also offering in return some empathy, okay, or some advice, some counsel. And sometimes the questions are going to be turned back in your direction and they're going to be real estate related. So you don't even need to bring up real estate or sales or anything until they ask you, hey, gosh, thanks so much for listening, guys. It's just been one of those weeks. But while I got you on the phone, Mike and I have been thinking about selling that piece of property we have out there on, Highway 225. And gosh, if you get a minute, could you run some comps on that? Or what do you think we should do with that? It's a bunch of acres. Do you think we should divide it up? Do you think we should sell it in one big parcel? Who knows where that conversation is going to go? But you have the opportunity to be super valuable by first just taking an interest in people, asking questions, going three deep with your questions and listening intently. Okay. So what are their interests? We're just interested in them. What are their interests? What do they got going on? Who are they? What makes them tick? Where do they come from? All that good stuff. And then when the opportunity presents itself, we're prepared to provide expertise, which is going to take a commitment to learning, okay? Becoming a sponge for all things real estate. I'm talking 1031 exchanges. I'm talking perk tests. I'm talking right of ways, easements, contracts, average days on market, sold price per square foot, the whole thing, okay? And then I'm just simply saying that this curiosity, this deep interest in people, this continued and consistent interest in people, just constantly in communication, constantly staying in touch, constantly looking for areas to add value. Okay, because sometimes you're going to be listening to somebody and you go, man, they could probably use a casserole. They could probably use, a night out on the town, or they could probably use a referral for this, or whatever the case may be. Providing value with no expectation of a return is going to eventually put you in the position of being not only just an acquaintance, but maybe a really important friend, okay, who just also happens to sell real estate and who is just there in case a real estate need arises. But we never push, we never prod. Okay. We're putting stuff out on social media that says, hey, I got a great investment opportunity. You want to take advantage of it? Who knows? We're going to be able to feel these conversations out as they go on. I can tell you that after you build a relationship with a business owner, you may earn the right to ask them, hey, you just come from curiosity. Hey, if I were to come across a really good deal, is that something you might want to know about? And instead of just calling them up going, hey, I got a great deal. You don't really know me all that well, but I really think you should invest in this. I don't know. I hope this lands, because I really think it's important and it could have a huge impact on those of you that really watch this and really listen intently to what I'm trying to say here. But tomorrow, all you got to do is wake up on fire to make friends, grow deeper in a relationship with the friends you already have, be a better friend. Try to just be everybody's best friend in the way they need you to be that friend. And your business is going to grow to the extent of those friendships. All right. Thanks for listening. See you later. See you next week.